I think the most critical thing that differentiates those who have 3 years of good performance trend from those who have 3 years of poor performance trend are those who have knowledgeable nursing staff in adequate numbers to take care of the older adults that are living in their facility.
Why is there a difference among facilities in the level of qualified staff?
The state of Kansas has a health and safety standard of 2 hours of nursing care for each resident in a nursing facility each day. And that standard was set in 1980 or sometime before that. That's the first record I can find of it. And even though acuity levels, needs for assistance have increased dramatically, there has not in that 30-year period of time been an increase in the required nurse staffing. So in Kansas, a facility only has to have 2 hours of nursing care per resident per day. That being said, many facilities have more than that. And the ranges in Kansas is really from 2 hours a day to about 7.5 hours a day. The average in Kansas is about 3.75 of an hour. But the really critical factor here is that years of research has shown us that with less than 4 hours and 26 minutes of care a day, the older adults and adults with disabilities living in nursing facilities are at tremendous risk for injuries, illness, falls, death, and those things could be avoided with adequate staff ready and able to assist them.
When you talk about acuity going up, what does that mean?
People are released from the hospital quicker and sicker. We also know that people put off going to a nursing home usually until far past the point that they are eligible for nursing home level of care because no one really wants to live in an institution. So when people get to a nursing facility, they get there because they really have a very critical need for care and assistance. The care needs are much higher and the healthcare conditions are much more complex.
How do you explain the difference between the homes who have the minimum nurse staffing and those who have the highest levels?
Sometimes it's financial resources. Sometimes it is a business decision about where those dollars are going to go.
Is it a difference between for-profit and not-for-profit management models?
There is a clear difference of the number of facilities that fell on our poor performing list that are for profit. And that seems to be the trend all across the United States. That being said, there are certainly not for profit facilities that are also on the poor performing list. So it is not exclusive to one business model or the other, but for profit facilities are certainly represented at a higher rate on the poor performer list.
Sometimes we hear complaints from people representing the industry that the measures that are used to refer to health and safety dangers to residents are overly picky. Can you speak to that?
Those didn't just come out of thin air. You know, we had years and years of nursing facility care that was so dismal and so poor, and people suffered so much with poor care, that it resulted in the Nursing Home Reform Law of 1987. And the regulations that Kansas adopted after the implementation of the Nursing Home Reform Law are really the regulations that we are dealing with today. It has to do with food sanitation and safety. It has to do with basic cleanliness of a facility. It has to do with how you provide proper health care to a person. And I think that's what all of us who think about nursing facility care and using nursing facility care count on. And that's what we are paying thousands of dollars each month to make possible. And yet, that is not always the kind of care that's delivered.